And we are back on this Wednesday, March the 11th, 2020. 14 minutes coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Jeff Ruth for the duration this morning. Don't forget, Charlie Evers on immediately after this from 10:15 until 12 noon. Lots of great giveaways today. Glenn Coble, A Progressive Life from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman today 4:10 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from this past Sunday 6 to 7 tonight right here on WWGH Radio. And if you haven't heard, we were going to be giving away Bettman and Halpin tickets, part of the five-night series on campus at Ohio State University today and tomorrow, but because of classes being canceled and the coronavirus talk, the Bettman and Halpin show has been canceled for tomorrow night. But we do thank the Community Credit Union for donating those tickets to us. Now, what we're doing this morning in lieu of that is playing a little family feud here. If you get a question right, call in, get a question right, we'll enter you into a drawing, and at the end of this hour, you will be able to get a value meal, a Panda Express, a sandwich to Jimmy John's, a Smoothie King smoothie, or a Jags koozie, no matter what you would like. You can pick one of those items at the end of the broadcast today. Now, Jeff, our original question here was, tell me something people do just once a week. Number one was church, two was shopping, three was laundry, and six was eating out. There are two we do not have.
I think you need to give credit to the one woman that called in and said dusting.
Did somebody call in and say dusting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, cleaning house is one of them.
And I said vacuuming, so I think that all falls into the realm of cleaning house.
So the number four thing that people do once a week is clean house. So we've got one answer left here. Now, I'm going to give you 4 minutes. I'm going to give you up till 20 minutes past the hour here. What is the one thing we don't have? Now, remember, the question is, tell me something many people do once a week. One is church, two is shopping, three is laundry, four is clean house, and six is eat out. What's the last thing? And when we get that answer, we'll move on to the next topic. And the next topic is fun. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go with that one.
I think we already know the number one answer.
People don't know the number one answer to that one. They've been living under a rock. But what is something people do once a week? What's the thing we do not have here? 740-383-9944. And Jeff is headed off today, isn't it, to the NCAA?
Yeah. I'm going to Indianapolis.
Going to Indianapolis. Now, where do they play?
It's where the Indiana Pacers in the NBA play. It's the field house right downtown. Lucas Oil Stadium is the football stadium, and it's right in that downtown. A lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants. It's a great, great, great venue to have it.
Great little area there.
It is.
Go ahead, caller.
Go for a lesson of some sort, like dancing or piano.
You know, that would make Martha Dowse very happy, but that's not it, but that's a good guess.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. The question is, and we're going to do this for two more minutes here, tell me something many people do just once a week. There's one answer left. Does anybody know what that thing is that people do just once a week? What makes the NCAA special? It's special every year.
Just the fact that you have so many, you know, like, you know, Duke could play, you know, North Dakota State or whatever. And there's always that possibility. And, of course, in Vegas, I mean, so many people will put down a lot of money the next couple of weeks on the underdogs. Just the fact that, you know, and I think with football, you're always going to get, you know, an Ohio State or a Georgia or in Alabama, something like that. In the NCAA tournament, you can have a Gonzaga or a Maryland, Baltimore County, or somebody like that come up and play well, and you know, I think that's part of the fun.
Knock them off the block.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about exercise?
Not exercise. That's a good answer, too. Thank you. Not exercise. We're looking for the last thing that people do just once a week. Tell me something many people do just once a week. Not church, not shopping, not laundry, not clean house, and not eat out. What is the last answer before we move on to the next question. Got about a minute left here if you want to guess. What is the last answer? 740-383-9944. And let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Many people take out the trash once a week.
You know, we had that in hour number one. I thought that was a great answer, but it's not on there.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It is not take out the trash, oddly. And I would have thought that would have been like one or two.
Yeah, I didn't think of that, but as soon as he said it, that was a definite yes and it didn't make the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Go to a bar.
Go to a bar?
Yeah.
Go to a bar is not on the list. Well, once a week, go to a bar. Have a little fun once a week. Why not? You go along with that one?
And
have a libation.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drink? There's a question I've never asked you before. If you have a drink somewhere, what are you drinking?
Oh, boy. I don't drink much at all. How about... I was at the country club a couple of weeks ago for a dinner, and somebody said, what would you like to drink? I got a vodka and cranberry juice.
Is that called something, or is it just a vodka and cranberry juice?
Vodka and cranberry
juice. Go ahead, caller. Oh, if that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944.
I like Tom Collins because you get the pineapple and the cherry. That's not a real drink anymore.
No. That's one of those fruit-filled drinks.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Scott.
Yeah. Hello there.
Yeah, you're talking about once a week. I'd say go out there and tie one on.
Now, I'm afraid to ask, is tie one on going to the bar?
Well, I guess you can use the bar, or else you can go out there and find you another lady there or something.
I thought that's what you might have meant.
Yeah, I thought that was it.
Tie one on. You know what? Apparently, people are doing that either more or less than once a week, according to our survey. That's not on the list.
Well, that's what I do anyway. So that's all I can. I'm actually get away to do it once a week. So I thought I'd see if that might have been the answer there.
Well, hey, no problem. No harm in that. I thank you for cleaning it up for us. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You see, there are certain euphemisms that are good. Tie one on's a good one. We can say tie one on.
It's hard to take a man seriously when he's drinking a drink with an umbrella sticking out of it.
I bet those people aren't tying one on a week. Maybe less than that. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be just gas for their vehicle?
That's a great idea. That's me. I get gas once a week, but it's not get gas for their vehicle. That's a good guess, though. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Think you probably better give the answer.
You think?
Because
I've strung it out long enough.
Yeah, because you told me during the 9 o'clock news what it was. I wouldn't.
You don't think people are going to get this one?
No, I don't. Right. I don't.
The answer to survey says, tell me something people do once a week. It is sleep in. Sleep in once a week. You think that still happens? I don't know.
When I was working mornings, I would sleep in. But I wouldn't have thought of that necessarily as making the list.
You wouldn't have?
No. Taking out the trash was a better answer than sleeping in.
I'll tell you, after Taiwan on, this could be a thing. Our next survey here. Here we go. Get ready. All right, here's what it is. Now, how many answers do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
9. And I hope we get through this one because I like the next one, too. So here we go. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 in the morning. Why might a person wake up at 2 in the morning? What are the answers? 740-383-9944. We have, what did I say, 7? 7 answers.
9.
I don't even know what I said a few minutes ago. I've forgotten already. 9 answers. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. 740-383-9944. Do you ever do that? You'd start talking when you're on and forget what you said?
Oh, of course.
Like 10 seconds ago? Why do you think that
Charlie does that a lot.
Charlie gives the answers to the trivia question.
Yeah, he does.
He would have named off the 9 for you already. Well, it's interesting because name a reason a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. There are 9 answers for this. Does anybody know what they are?
I can think of about 5 right off the bat.
Right off?
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Now, I'm going to turn to the internet here just for a second. Let me see here. Vodka and cran... Well, somebody's commenting on your drink here. Let's see here. What do we got here? Take a nap once a week? No, that wasn't. That was the last question. Get a drink of water. I'm not going to say if that's right or wrong, but could be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom.
You do go to the bathroom. That is the number one answer. 24 people surveyed said you go to the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
I guess.
Only 24%?
Only 24 people.
Or 20, I would have thought, well, that's 24% if you asked 100 people.
But that's not a woman problem, is it? I never hear of women saying they're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom.
Yeah, I never really thought about that.
Well, isn't that... Have you ever heard a woman say, I get up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom?
No, you're right. It's certainly more of a...
Certainly more of a male problem.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I don't know why. I wonder why that is. I have to get a doctor in. Go ahead, caller.
How about insomnia?
Insomnia. Insomnia is not on the list. Thank you, though. No, not insomnia.
No, I would have thought that, you know, you go to bed at 11 o'clock and at 2 o'clock you haven't been to sleep yet and you get up.
I'm guessing insomnia probably is of the suggestion you never went to bed.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Jeff. This is Scott. Refer to question A and B. Let's say go out there and have a fling or have a drink.
Well, I tell you what. You are... here's how they word it in this particular survey. You are right. It's called in the mood. Two people are apparently in the mood at 2 o'clock in the morning. So does work.
I don't know about that. I'd prefer to go back to sleep. In the mood. I don't know what they're drinking.
Maybe a vodka and cranberry before they go to bed. Hey,
could be.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. There you go.
See, I would not have thought of that.
Yeah, for that one. Why do people wake at 2 in the morning? Because they're in the mood. At 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. We got 2 answers here. We got number 1 and number 9. Number 1 was bathroom, 24. Number 9 was in the mood. That's 2. But there's a lot in the middle there. 7 in the middle. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
Would it be to go to work?
Let me see here. Work is on the list. 4 people said to go to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. You have got it right.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's kind of like what we did for a long time.
I was going to say, I would have thought it would have been more than just 4, because that was one that I immediately thought of was going to work.
Now, when you had to be there at 5:30, you got up about 4:45?
4:30-ish.
Go ahead, caller.
Caffeine.
What's that?
Drinking caffeine.
Drinking caffeine. Let me see here. You know, I'm going to give it to you. Hungry and thirsty is on the list. Yeah. Hungry and thirsty is number 12. You've got it. Thank you. Has 12 people.
I was just saying, yeah.
12 people.
Couldn't be number 12.
Couldn't be number 12 on the list. Hungry, no, 6 people. Wait a second. Hungry and thirsty, 6 people said hungry, thirsty.
Okay.
So, we've got a few answers left here. What might a person be waking up at 2 in the morning for? 740-383-9944. We've got bathroom. We've got hungry, thirsty. We've got work. We've got in the mood. What don't we have? Why are people getting up at 2 a.m.? What are they doing? You know, I don't know. Do you ever notice when you wake up in the middle of the night, a lot of times you wake up at the same time?
I do.
Yeah. Know. Why is that? Like, you have this whole night.
Yeah.
But you wake up at the exact same time. Very strange. Go ahead, caller.
To feed the baby. Probably crying.
You have got it. That is the number 2 answer.
Wow.
Feed the baby. 19 people on our survey said feed the baby. You've got it right, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is right. Feed the baby.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, obviously good
those
answer.
2 a.m. feedings.
Mm-hmm.
2 a.m. feed the baby. So we've got 1, 2, 3 answers? No, 4 answers left here on our What Are You Doing at 2 o'clock in the morning quiz this morning. Go ahead, caller.
A barking dog.
A barking dog. You know, barking dog is not on the list, but I know a lot of people have that trouble. You're certainly in the right ballpark. Thank you.
Okay, well, bye.
Bye-bye. Not a barking dog, but in Marion it would be railroad. Railroad trains going down the railroad crossings.
It's almost like, because at WMRN, of course, we saw a lot, and it's almost like the engineers deliberately want to just, 2 o'clock in the morning, they just want to... You know,
Pull that horn.
Yeah, they just, it's like, hey, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, I'm going to get everybody else up.
Well, isn't that to signify get off the track? Isn't that why they pull that? But who's there at 2 o'clock in the morning? Night owls, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about if you're sick?
That is a good answer, but, well, you know, there's one on here. I'm not going to give it because I really don't think this is... It. I'm not. I don't think that's what this exactly suggests. But
okay.
You're close. Thank you. That's getting sick. Yeah. Why does that always happen in the middle of the night? Nobody ever gets sick at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's always 4 a.m. I woke up and all kinds of problems. That's why nobody calls off work early. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes, I hadn't really thought about it.
We have weird phenomenons.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of answers on this one.
We do. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about watching reruns on TV like the old WWE and stuff like that, watching somebody get their butt kicked?
You know, I don't even see watch TV on the list, and that's strange because I would think a lot of people do get up and watch TV.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Or listen,
how much I know.
Listen to the radio.
Well, that's true, too. I mean... who knows? There'll be a lot of people up late watching the NCAA March Madness.
You've got that right, without question. And the Olympics, if they happen, which we don't know.
No.
There's another thing.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What do people do at 2 o'clock in the morning if they're up? Why might people wake at 2 o'clock in the morning is how it's phrased. Why might a person wake at 2 o'clock in the morning? 740-383-9944. And if available on Friday, you're going to give us a call and tell us what's going on at the NCAA, right?
I'll try and do that, yeah.
Tell us the mood.
Okay.
There. Now, Ohio State plays on Friday.
They play tomorrow night at 6:30.
No, they play Thursday.
They play...
I don't have this right at all.
They play Purdue tomorrow at 6:30.
So we'll...
And then if they win tomorrow, then they would play Friday at 6:30 against Michigan State.
Now, which game are you looking most forward to?
Obviously, the games Ohio State are playing.
Right. Is there a game where you say, boy, this is a toss-up?
I think with the tournament this year, and I don't have the bracket in front of me, but... I mean, the Big Ten was so competitive this year. I think it's going to be a really good tournament.
Go ahead, caller.
Taking medication?
You know, taking medication is not on here, but that's a very interesting answer as well. Taking medication. A lot of people take it before they go to bed and first thing when they wake up in the morning. Maybe not at 2 o'clock in the morning. Name a reason a person might wake at 2 a.m. Now, we have 5 of the 9. Bathroom, baby... hungry, thirsty, work, and in the mood. What are the other 4 answers that a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning? 740-383-9944. A lot of things happen at night. Is it because of the cloudness, the cloud of darkness?
The cloudness.
The cloudness in the middle of the night. The cloud cover. I don't know. Robberies happen in the middle of the night. Crime happens in the middle of the night. People get sick in the middle of the night. All kinds of stuff goes on in the middle of the night.
I don't know if it's on, but one of the things I thought of was you wake up because you hear, maybe a loud car. You mentioned train whistles, just kind of outside noise.
Go ahead, caller.
Stress or worry? You know, stress and worry is not on the answer, but I would bet that for a lot of people, that's the number one answer. Mm. A lot of people stress in the middle of the night. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know. That's another thing that goes on in the middle of the night. I mean, there's stress during the day, but in the middle of the night, ooh.
Oh, well, last night, I mean, I went to bed around midnight. And, you know, and you kind of rehash everything that happened during the day. And, you know, since I retired, I don't have as many things happening. But I had a lot of things I was doing yesterday, and I was almost asleep. And then I remember I left the garage door open. So I had to get up, go outside, and, close the garage door.
See, people do that in the middle of the night. Go ahead, caller.
What about your alarm clock?
The alarm clock for these people is not going off at 2 o'clock in the morning, but that does happen some, especially with the time change we just had. People,
yeah, I figured alarm clock or maybe your cell phone going off in the middle of the night, a telemarketer saying hello to you or something like that.
Yeah, phone call is not even on this list. We had that submitted online a few minutes ago. An emergency phone call, that's not on the list either.
I wouldn't know then. Huh?
Yep, that's a good guess.
Okay.
Now, some of the answers we've had submitted online here, we had an emergency phone call, bail someone out of jail, clean the house, let the dog out, bad dream, stress. Those are some good answers.
Let the dog out, yeah.
Let the dog out. Those are not on this particular list. I don't think any of those are. I can't say the word that person just said about not having any of those on the list. It's one of those words that George Carlin tells us we can't say on the air, but that's okay. Now, four answers left. We'll let this play out a few more minutes. These must be tough ones. Let me give you a hint here. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
I know, I've woken up when I get too hot.
Too hot or too cold is on the list. Oh. You have got it. 12 people. Too hot or too cold.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, I was talking the other day with somebody about the people who have to have a fan on them at night. Do you know these people?
I do.
Why is that?
I don't think maybe it's the little extra noise or something that, you know, helps them fall asleep.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, but how about having the other woman in the middle of the night?
Is that when she comes over?
Yeah, and she calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning when your other one's laying on the other side.
Oh, so about 4 a.m. you go to the hospital. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, you hope not.
Not, but that's the way it goes. But that's not on the list, but I thank you for the guess there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We know where his mind's at.
We do know where his mind's at this morning. Let's see here. We have three left now. One we're never going to get. I don't even know why it's on the list. I'm not sure why. I'll give you this one, okay? Next to the bottom, next to last, itchy. Because you're itchy? Would that?
I wouldn't.
Two people said itchy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. But the other two are perfectly legitimate. Think of what you would do awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. 740-383-9944.
The one caller said feed the baby. Would one be just to check on the kids, make sure that everybody's safe?
Not check on the kids. I guess the other kids don't matter at that point. Once you check on the baby, forget the other kids. We're getting, let's see here, what do we got? People from Mars. No, I don't think that's why people are getting up. Getting up and getting on the Amazon. I bet they do that now. I don't know when this survey was taken, but I bet people get on their cell phones and internet now. I bet that would be on the answer. I don't know when these were surveyed. Maybe back in the Richard Dawson days, for all I know. Go ahead, caller.
How about sleep apnea?
Not sleep apnea. No, thank you. Not the last two have nothing to do with medicals. They more have to do with reasons you would not want to be woken up in the middle of the night. Things that are not positive. put it that way. Name a reason a person might wake at 2 in the morning. Oh, snoring. No, snoring's not right. Make sure the doors are locked. Nope, that's not it. Why might a person wake at 2 in the morning? What does the survey say? Now, so far, just to recap, number 1 was bathroom. Number 2 was baby child. Number 5 was hot or cold. Number 6, hungry, thirsty. Number 7, work. Number 7, itchy. Or number 8, itchy. Number 9, in the mood. Go ahead, caller.
How about someone trying to break in?
Not somebody trying to break in. Well,
okay.
That's borderline, but that's close. That's a good lead. That's a good guess. Because I don't know that this is necessarily somebody trying to break in, but think about how many times have you heard somebody say, I awoke in the middle of the night because...
They heard something outside?
Yeah, that's pretty much... Heard a noise.
Okay.
I heard a noise. Okay, we're down to 1 now.
I kind of said that earlier. Outside noise, you know, hear the neighbors, something like that.
Yeah, so. I guess that's... Okay. So I heard a noise. So we're down to 1 here. What is the last one? You know, maybe... You know what? I'm gonna announce this one because I think somebody on the internet did give us this one, and I think I might have read it at one point. Well, we'll see if this person has it, and then we'll maybe reveal this. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, they heard sirens.
They heard sirens. Heard a noise. Yeah, heard a noise is on the list. Thank you. Bad dream. Did we have that?
No.
No, we didn't have bad dream.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, but bad dream is the final answer.
Okay.
So, the surveys on why might a person wake at 2 in the morning? Bathroom, baby, bad dream, heard a noise, hot, cold, hungry, thirsty, work, itchy, and in the mood. Those are the answers. Go ahead, caller.
I wake up at 2 o'clock because my dogs get me up.
That, you know, that's a legitimate answer for some reason not on this particular survey, but thank you for calling.
Sure.
And now we'll move on for the next 19 minutes, 41 minutes past the hour, to our next survey. So you've got a wide open slate here. Now this one only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is for all you restaurateurs and restaurant... this is right up your alley here, Jeff. We didn't even time this right. The survey question of 100 people surveyed, name something you might eat with a hamburger. Something you might eat with a hamburger. What is that? 740-383-9944. The person online is saying they said bad dream. So maybe I did say bad dream. I don't know. But now we're on to the food. Name something you might eat with a hamburger. There are 6 answers. 740-383-9944. What's something you might eat with a hamburger? I think number 1 is probably the obvious.
Did 90% or 90 people say?
60.
Okay.
60 of the 90.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I had a great American side with it, and that's fries.
60 people said French fries. You have got it right. Thanks. Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, French fries was number 1. 60 people surveyed. The number 1 thing you might eat with a hamburger is French fries. All right. What else are you having with those? Go ahead, caller.
French fries.
French fries is right. You've got it. Thank you. 60 people, French fries. But what are the other 5? 5 things you might eat with a hamburger. If you're going out to a restaurant other than a hamburger, what do you like? Typical thing.
I like ribs.
Ribs are good.
And I love fish.
Oh, all you can eat fish. Have you been over to the KFC?
I have not, no.
Friday, I think they raised the...
I have in the past, but not this year.
They do a great thing on Friday night during Lent. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about a pickle?
A what?
Pickles.
Pills?
Pickles.
Pickles.
Pickles. Okay. Yes, pickles. 3 people said pickles. You got it right.
Pickles.
Yeah, I gotcha. Thank you for calling in.
You must be self-supported.
That's right. I've been dipping into something. Go ahead. Thank you. Pills?
No, pickles.
It was pickles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What did I hear, though? Pills.
No, I like seafood. So salmon or tilapia, any kind of fish I'll eat. I eat fish more than I do meat.
You like fish? Wasn't fish a meat?
No, when I'm thinking like steak.
Oh, red meat.
Yeah, something red like meat. That, yeah.
Because fish, is fish poultry?
No, fish is fish.
No, but fish is something, isn't it?
No, fish is fish.
Poultry is chicken.
Chicken, yeah, chicken
right?
is poultry.
And red meat is steak and hamburgers and so on and so forth. Well, why do they call it red meat then? Like pork is the other white meat. So what's fish is white meat?
No, fish is fish.
Well, what's
fish is not meat.
But wait a second, what's the first white meat then?
That's pork.
No, no, no. Pork is the other white meat.
Oh, the other white meat. Oh,
so
okay.
What's the original white meat? It's not chicken.
I
think it's fish.
No, it's not fish.
Why can't it be fish?
Because fish is fish.
Well, fish is fish.
Where else in this country are you going to get two people talking
right.
in the morning about fish is fish?
By goodness, no, this is why you need local radio.
Fish is fish. No, fish is not considered a meat.
Well, what is the other white meat then?
Well, there's a question.
Well, we don't know the answer.
Okay. Well, Google it.
Does anybody know what is the white meat that they're always talking
the
about?
The other white meat, right?
Well, no, because they phrased that pork
is the other white meat.
Pork is the other white meat. So what's the original white meat?
Chicken, maybe.
But not all chicken's white. You have dark chicken. Chicken's poultry. What is the original white meat?
How did we get into this topic?
Because you said you liked fish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I said that's not red meat, but it's not poultry. No, it'd be seafood, wouldn't it? Because fish falls with
fish,
scallops and
fish
lobster.
Would be seafood, okay.
Yeah, but it's all white, isn't it? Is there any kind of seafood that's not white?
Ooh, something to think about.
I can't think of any.
Or oysters aren't white, are they?
That's not a meat, though, is it?
But it's a seafood.
But it's not a meat. What is the original? Because you've heard those.
Salmon is. If I go in and order some salmon at Perkins, I'm not ordering meat.
Oh, are you sure?
I'm positive.
So, now, wait a second. So, why, if you butcher a cow, is that meat, and you butcher a chicken, that's meat, but if you butcher a fish, that's not meat? Is a fish not an animal?
Never heard of anyone butchering a fish.
No, they butcher them, Doug. Go ahead, caller.
How about onions?
Onions. Not onions. No. No, onions is not the thing you might eat with a hamburger, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, we're the topic on the table. We have four answers left here. Name something you might eat with a hamburger. We have French fries. 60 people said French fries, and 3 people said pickles. But there are some in the in-between. Go ahead, caller.
Well, salmon could be pink, you know.
Yeah, sure, salmon could be pink. But isn't fish a meat? Because it's made from an animal. It's not a vegetable.
And no, it's like it just said it's fish. You guys are too funny.
I think it's a meat, but no. What is the original white meat? Because those pork producers are always trying to say that pork's the other white meat. What's the original white meat?
I don't know either.
Hey, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Isn't that weird? You hear these things all the time, the other white meat, and you have no idea what it is.
There's your homework assignment for tonight, and you can answer the question tomorrow.
But no, seriously, why is fish not a meat?
I've never considered fish to be a meat.
But what do you consider it?
I guess meat is something that walks on the ground, or is...
Crabs walk on the ground?
No.
They do, don't
well,
they? Gotcha there. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I have hot dogs with them hamburgers.
That might be a little overload at this point, but no, not hot dogs. Hot dogs is not one of the answers. Thank you, though.
How about apple pie?
Not apple pie, but that's a good one, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not apple pie. What is something you eat with a hamburger? 60 people said French fries. 3 people said pickles. But there are 4 answers in between that we do not have the answer for as of yet. And we don't... I would love to know what the original white meat is.
You'll have to...
That is strange. But I think you're wrong on this.
No.
Fish is a meat.
No, fish is not a meat.
But so what do you consider it?
That's... fish!
But no, fish doesn't get a whole little thing off to itself.
Sure it does. You go into a restaurant and there's a menu and it's listed under fish or seafood.
Yeah, but chicken's off by itself too. But we don't. We say chicken is meat. Wouldn't you say chicken's a meat? Go ahead, caller.
A milkshake.
Milkshake's a good guess. Not a milkshake, though. Didn't make the list. No, not a milkshake. But I don't think that fish is...
We agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree on this one, but okay. I've never heard of that. Go ahead, caller.
My sister says pork and beans.
Well, pork and beans are good with a hamburger, but they are not on this particular list.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, Charlie Evers is a connoisseur of seafood. He loves it. He loves... what's the thing Charlie loves all the time? I think Charlie's out there. Charlie, what is the thing you love all the time? Lobster bisque. He likes his lobster... But I don't think... It's a meat. Lobster's a meat. Has to be. Go ahead, caller.
What about this cheese? A slice of cheese.
You know, they would probably consider that on a hamburger, not with a hamburger.
Okay.
Good guess.
How about potato chips?
Potato chips is a good guess, but it's not on this particular list.
Okay.
Thank you, though. No, not potato chips. I didn't think this one would be hard because...
There's a couple that I thought of right away.
There are two on here that are slam dunks.
That's what I would have thought, yeah.
Because if you went with French fries, I would think you'd have to go with the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. 740-383-9944. Name something you might eat with a hamburger. Number one, 60 people said French fries, and we got the last one. Pickles, number three. But what is what are the four in between those particular answers? Go ahead, caller.
Mustard and ketchup.
Not mustard and ketchup.
Really?
No mustard and ketchup on this list.
When you said a slam dunk, those were the two I thought of.
That you would eat with a hamburger?
Yeah. If you put pickles on a hamburger or have pickles, I would have thought ketchup and mustard.
I think that's on a hamburger, though. Ketchup and mustard would be on a hamburger, not with a hamburger. I think we're talking like sides here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a soft drink?
Not a soft drink. No, thank you. I like to have a soft drink with a hamburger.
So, and beans aren't on there?
Beans are not on there. No, they are not.
I would have thought.
Number two is kind of strange to me with a... number two is odd. But number four and five, I thought were slam dunks with this particular item. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, it's Michelle.
Hey. Oh, go ahead.
Hi.
You know this for sure. You're the proprietor over at Stewart's.
Right.
So what do people eat with their hamburgers?
Onion rings.
Onion rings. You've got it right. Number five is onion rings.
Jeez.
I know. Do you know what's the other big one?
Tater tots.
Tater tots. Those would have been the two that I would have thought were slam dunks.
I couldn't handle it anymore. I had to call in.
Now, what do you say? Is fish a meat?
Listen, the first white meat is chicken.
Is it?
That's what I thought.
But not all chicken's white.
But the lady just said not all fish is white. She said salmon's pink.
But that would have to make fish a meat, would it not?
Fish is fish.
Thank you.
I don't think fish is fish.
Fish is fish.
No, fish is a meat.
Because, like, they have a whole, it's Presbyterian or something, like, I can't remember what it is. When you only eat fish, but you don't eat any other meat. So it's considered a whole different other category.
But if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, you can't have fish.
Some people do, because they don't consider it a meat.
Is pork a meat?
Yes.
Then fish has to be a meat. If pork's
a meat, it has to be a meat.
It has to be. Do you know? Take one more guess here, Michelle. Being over at Stewart's, what do you think number two is? I'm shocked at number two with a hamburger. Do you know what number two would be?
No.
I don't. 12 people said they have this with a hamburger. I've never heard of having this with a hamburger, but 12 people said they did. We'll see if we can get it.
All right.
Thanks,
I'll
Michelle.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Would it be like coleslaw?
It's not or coleslaw.
Sauerkraut? No, no. No, sauerkraut wouldn't be with a hamburger in the
sauerkraut. No, no, that'd be okay. With a bratwurst. A bratwurst meat?
A bratwurst is meat, yes.
Listen, fish is a meat. You want to know why? Because if you put fish on a sandwich, just like pork or hamburger or chicken, it's a meat.
It's not a meat.
Has to be a meat. Shredded chicken sandwich? Meat?
I don't like.
Call back in. I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Go ahead. Such a fluster this morning over this is fish a meat question. So chicken is the other white meat.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Some people eat a small salad with their hamburgers and stuff.
Salad is number three. 9 people said salad. That one. But number two is so weird to me. We still don't have the number two answer. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Michelle mentioned tater tots. I wouldn't have thought taters because I would have thought with French fries, tater tots, kind of, you know, both being of the potato family.
You wouldn't. No, wait a second. You think fish is not a meat, but you tater tots and French fries can't go together?
Well, they're both potatoes.
Yeah, but they're two different items.
Well, okay.
Like a baked potato is not a French fry.
Okay. All right.
You know what? I guarantee if we talk to some meat producers, have you ever seen a vegetarian eat a fish sandwich?
Well, they don't necessarily walk into a restaurant and say, I'm a vegetarian. So
well,
I
know, but if you're having salad, you can't put fish on it as a substitute for chicken or whatever you might put on a salad.
I mean... If I'm having a salad, I don't necessarily put fish on it.
No, but isn't the definition of meat that comes from an animal?
Okay, but fish doesn't come from an animal.
Well, what's a fish?
A fish is a fish.
A fish is not an animal? Are you sure? They're in the zoo down there with Jack Hanna. They have the aquarium. A fish is not an animal. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey. Fish is not a meat. It comes out of water. It's a fish.
I don't.
Three people have called in and they all agree with me.
You guys are having time to figure out what a fish is. But it's now, a water animal. It's a water animal.
Now wait a second. So a fish is not a meat?
No, it's not. You can't call it a meat
because it comes out of the water.
It comes out of water, but still not meat.
What if your chicken comes out of the water? Are you a vegetarian all of a sudden?
Well, yeah, it eats its own food.
It lives off
of oxygen. Fish can live for, you know, some of them got to have cold water.
That is true, but I don't know what the correlation between coming out of the water and not being a meat is.
It's a fish. I gotta go along with Jeff.
I appreciate it, but I have to say that fish is an animal because you couldn't put fish in the zoo if they were not an animal.
Well, it's not an animal. It's a fish.
It's the fish is in the aquarium.
Oh man, it's getting rough this morning.
Hey,
yes.
Tell Jeff Roof if he likes fish. He ought to join me Saturday at White Oaks Road Church. They have a fish fry.
Oh, what time's that?
Well, it's Saturday from 3 until 6.
Is it every...
All you can eat. It's a fish. It comes out of the water. It's a white fish.
It's
a white fish. It comes out of the water.
Yeah.
I believe they call it.
Every Saturday or just this Saturday?
No, just this Saturday. I haven't ever so often, but it's this Saturday. You have all those white fish you can eat. Alaskan cod is what it is.
Okay.
And you can get baked beans, coleslaw, rolls, so-and-so, pop, all you can eat for $8. I mean, you can't beat it if you're a big fish eater. And you got Jeff Roos, the fish eater.
I am.
To try this.
All right. Well,
if you don't have the money to pay for it, you can say, I don't have it, and they'll let you eat free.
Oh, there you go.
It's just a donation for the church. But he ought to try this fish. It comes out of water now.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Well, we can get one or two more calls in here, 740-383-9944. But I'm telling you, fish is a meat. It's clear. I mean, I'm sorry that people don't agree with that, but fish is a meat. And we're getting some guesses here. Applesauce, mac and cheese. That's not the one. I can't believe it's not, it's weird. It's a weird thing. I wouldn't have this with a hamburger, but we got a minute left here. What is the one thing that people eat with a hamburger? Number two answer. Go ahead, caller.
Now, I'll tell you what. Don't say that because try telling John the shark there he was a fish. He was a man eater.
Here we go. That's right. Yes. He wasn't a vegetarian, that's for sure.
No, he sure wasn't. He was a good old-fashioned man-eater there.
Well, exactly was. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Did want to mention after this program today, the Charlie Evers Show will be on. Call and ask Charlie. He knows everything. Is fish a meat? Ask him. What's the other white meat? Is it chicken? Chicken doesn't seem right to me. Isn't that what Lent is all about, fish? I mean, you're eating fish because you have to give up your meat.
That's right. You're giving up your meat.
Types of meat.
No, you're giving up eating meat.
It's a substitute meat.
You know, you're giving up meat, so you eat fish.
So you're saying meat is like a fruit? I don't understand this whole thing. We can get one more guess, and I'll give you the answer if we don't get this answer here. But what's the other thing that people eat with a hamburger? Here comes the final guess for this morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
My Cthulhu says that meat is the flesh of animals, including fishes, birds, and snails.
So it's the flesh of animals.
Right.
So would that make it an animal?
The flesh of animals, including fishes, birds, and snails.
So a fish is an animal.
Must be.
Well, hey, I thank you. That works for me.
Okay.
I'll take it at this point. See, I told you a fish was an animal. It has a mind. It has, whatever all animals have. Eyes. It has eyes. If it has eyes, it's an animal. That's how you do it. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I have about your meat.
Yes.
In a cookbook, it is listed as meats, poultry, and seafoods. But I think what you are confusing is all of those are proteins. And so how they group them together is because all three of those we eat because they are protein foods.
And fish is a protein.
Fish is a protein.
Yep.
Fish is a protein. And chicken is considered a white meat. And pork is not a white meat. It is a red meat. They started calling it a white meat because it's lighter in texture. But really it is a red meat because it is higher in cholesterol and fat than our chicken and fish.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, we don't have the other... Name something you might eat with a hamburger. We've got french fries, salad, onion rings, tater tots, pickles. What is the other thing? Very quickly. And Jeff Ruth will be calling in from the NCAA tournament in Indianapolis on Friday morning during this time period. At some point, we'll find out what went on with Ohio State on Thursday night. We hope they win. Charlie Evers is up right around the corner. He's got Panda Express, Smoothie King, all kinds of great things coming up momentarily here. Glenn Coble, 12-1.
What's the answer?
Oh, on the give it. What's yours, real quick? What do you eat with a hamburger that we haven't answered?
Lettuce.
Not lettuce. Charlie, what do you think? What do you eat with a hamburger?
Tomato.
Not tomato. You know what it was? Number two, the 12 people said... we'll take this and then we'll give it. All right, who do we have here? Go ahead, caller.
I always have a Coke or a drink with my hamburger.
Not a drink, but that's a good guess. Thank you. No, you know what it was? Soup. Soup. I've never had soup with my hamburger. But you got to come back more than every 6 weeks because we had a good time this morning.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. Charlie's coming up next. He's got lots of giveaways, so stay tuned because we've had a great audience this morning. We certainly appreciate that, so stick with this station, and there you go. Enjoy your fish, which is a meat because it is a protein. Stay tuned.
gmail.com, creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 1.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue.